Hi, this is Martin Atkins from Pigface, and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. Reach the eye.
So, if you're outside of our coverage area, remember you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norman, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronavirus is today. But now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
And we're back, folks. Fellas, look who just walked in the door. That's Lonesome James King.
Well, thank you, David. Good to be here. Lonesome Owen Saunders is up there getting his fiddle. He'll be down here in just a little bit. But right now, I'd like to do that song me and you was rehearsing the other week. We was fooling around. I'd like to get together and do it if you want to. Remember that? I keep my love with you.
Glad you said it.
Keep my love. Or turn my life into woe. Yesterday someone told me that a new love took my place, but all I have is a memory. I know time can't erase. My love with you, wherever you go. Please don't ever hurt me or turn my life into you left me. I thought our love was through, and now I found out, little darling, I can't live without you. Keep my love with you. Or turn my life into woe. Don't turn my life into woe.
Keep my love with you. Friends, I hope you enjoyed it. That's a pretty one, James. No wonder I could remember all them words. It's been a while since we sung it, but I enjoyed it and hope you did too. Hey, look who's slipping around here in the corner with his fiddle in hand. James, that's your fiddle player and our guest today, Owen Saunders.
Owen, you got a good fiddle tune picked out for us today. Boy, sure would like to hear one.
Yes, sir, James. When I was a kid, I'd listen to Chubby Wise play the old longbow on that Florida blues. We'll give it a try. Thank you.
mighty fine fiddling there, I'm telling you, Owen. You got a good vocal number picked out for us. I got a feeling you do.
Well, I don't know about how good, James, but it is sure enough a vocal number.
No matter how you look at it. What's it called?
It says someone took my place with you.
Yeah. All right.
Yes, sir.
Place with you. Now you tell me we are through. Someone broke my heart in two when they took my place with you. When it's too late to make amends, I'm sure you pay the price in the end. You'll be there alone and blue. Someone took my place with you. You'll find since you left me here behind. In days to come, I hope you'll find you wrecked your life as well as mine. When it's too late to even cry, and with each day that passes by, you'll be there alone and blue. How's that ring? 'Cause someone took my place for you. Like to say a very special howdy to Mr. Ray Davis over here in the engineer booth, and all David Davis and all the rest of Davis here with the Warrior River Boys, and old James King even over there. James, so glad to be out here, 'cause someone took my place with you.
All right, yeah, boy. All right. Boy, I'll tell you what, man, you right on it today, Owen.
Yeah, Owen, that was a good one. Now, fellas, y'all settle back, and Owen, take just a break here a little bit, and I'll ask you to come back and play the theme with us. James wouldn't want to close out our portion here without doing a hymn for the folks, and let's do one of my favorites, if you don't mind. I know it's one you sing awful well, and we'll enjoy singing it with you, one entitled The Scarlet Purple Robe.
Let's do it.
It's a story so unkind, in the holy book we find, tells how Jesus stood alone one day. False accused and they're condemned, yet they found no fault with him, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore, oh the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone, forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns, a bloodstained red, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. In the common judgment hall, he was mocked and scorned by all, and tears of sorrow fell upon his cheek. Soldiers of the wicked men smote him with their evil hand, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Purple Savior wore. Oh, the shame for me he bore as he stood alone, forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of blood-stained red, the man who wore the scarlet-purple robe. Words of truth that day was plain, from the lips out it came. In this man I find no reason he should die. But the multitudes then cried, let him now be crucified, the man who wore the scarlet-purple robe. Purple robe my Savior wore, oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone, forsaken on that day. And they placed upon his head piercing thorns of blood-stained red, the man who wore the scarlet-purple robe.
Thank you, James King. That was some beautiful singing.
Thank you there, David. You're welcome.
Folks, we've had a great show here today and a lot of guests. Our good buddy Scott Brannon. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you, David.
Owen Saunders, Marty Hayes, all the Warrior River boys. It's been a pleasure being with you, and we hope to see you again real, real soon. Thank you, Ray Davis. Thank you, folks. See you later.
That Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year. Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.lymediseaseassociation.org.
You are listening to an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the host. I am the Mockster. The program airs live each and every Friday evening from 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. But right now, you're going to get a tasty little treat. You're going to get 2 hours, the second 2 hours of that four-hour program that originally aired on February 3rd, 2023. Within that segment is the mock. There is a Gertrude Stein mock coming up within the hour. And would you believe we are sitting on the anniversary of that dreaded day that Joe Meek, the writer of Telstar, killed his landlady and himself. So in tribute to the genius of Joe Meek, it's Pittsburgh's own Teen Riot doing their version of Telstar. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
And the place is gonna be right here on a road called days when I felt like snow. You know, I even think that she stared like you. She used to just stand there and stare and roll her eyes right up to heaven and make like I just wasn't there.
The Cure wrapping up that set of music from Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me, which is what I ask people randomly on the street, and they always say no, no, no. Catch the name of that track. Before The Cure, how about the Mere Mortals? Mere Mortals out of Indianapolis, Indiana from the 1990s, from their Abilene album with Home Is Far Away. Also played the old 97s. Went back to fight songs for Oppenheimer and started the entire set with Pittsburgh's own Teen Riot. Teen Riot doing the Joe Meek penned Telstar. Again, it was on this day that Joe Meek took his own life, and he took the life of his landlady. Yeah, something else happened on February 3rd. I just can't remember what it was. Something. If I can figure it out, I'll play something for you based on that tidbit. If I can figure it out. Hey, did you know that kids who spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful, and with any luck, funnier adults? And I'm talking to you, Steve. I'm talking to you, Rich. I'm talking to you, Bob, Bill, Harry, Antoine, Joe, all of you. Because a corny dad joke is one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids. Take a moment to make a moment and make your kids laugh today. Because dad jokes rule. Visit fatherhood.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And of course, once again, your good friends. Your good friends here at 88.3 FM, WRCT, and I, the Mockster, hopefully I'm one of your good friends. Friend me on the Facebook. Oh, wait, I'm not on Facebook. So pretend you friended me on Facebook. Just pretend. And then we're pretend Facebook friends. Let's do it that way. All right, let's get back into more music. It's the Motors Airport. It's Viva La Mock here on 88.3 FM, WRCT.
Some faces going to so many places where the weather is much better and the food is so much cheaper. Well, I help her with her baggage, for the baggage is so heavy. I hear the plane is ready by the gateway to take my love away. And I can't believe that you really must meet me. And the
It's getting me so. It's getting me so.
Race when I lace up. Yeah.
That is brand new music from from Maple Mars. The song's called Anchors Away. Get it straight, Monster. You got to figure out which way it goes reading this stuff. Brand new music from Maple Mars. And before that, it was the Len Bright combo from 1986 featuring one Eric Golden, or we know him as Reckless Eric, project that he had back in the mid-80s. Them doing We're Gonna Screw My Head Off. Yeah, we're going to screw my head off. We're going to do it. Before the Len Bright combo, the Pez Band, reminding you, if you have not been outside, baby, it's cold outside. It is. It's one of those, like, really, really cold where I didn't put gloves on when I came to the station. And it was cold just walking from my transportation to the back door of the radio station. Like, I think my fingers turn purple. So, I'll give you a little public service announcement. Buckle up. Oh, wait. No, that's not the one I want to do. I'll give you another public service announcement. Bundle up. Bundle up if you're going to go outside. Also, some Guided by Voices in there from the Tumblrs and Googles. And Goggles by Rank. Not, who cares about the Googles? Tumblrs. Tremblers. Tremblers and Goggles by Rank. There it is. Kind of a title track. Goggles by Rank is what I played. The Motors start off the entire set with Airport. Airport, something I was in last weekend because I told you I was gone. You did not hear a live Viva La Mach. You heard a recorded version. And if you're Mando Richard, get this. Mando Richard thinks my Friday night show, the first 2 hours is live and the second 2 hours is just a recorded something or other. And I just got to wonder. Maybe, and I think it's because he falls asleep. He listens to my program. So he's got a program on Wednesdays starting at 11 called Whiskey Before Breakfast. And I'm wondering if there's too much whiskey in that before breakfast part of his show. It's a folk show. He plays fiddle tunes and all sorts of great, great music. I love his show. And it starts at 11. But I'm wondering on a Friday night if Mando Richard just falls asleep by 11 p.m. and he thinks my show ends because we had a conversation. He's like, oh, yeah, you've got the first 2 hours. You do that live and then the other 2 hours. I'm like, well, why would I leave? If I'm here, I'm committed. In fact, if you listen on a Friday night, a lot of times I hang around until like 1:30, 2, 3, 4 in the morning just playing music because I got nowhere to go. And I do appreciate when you listen. But his show, again, Whiskey Before Breakfast, great, a great program to listen to on Wednesday mornings from 11 a.m. until, well, if you're drinking the whiskey before breakfast, whenever you pass out, I think one is when he stops. It makes more sense to me.
You know, I haven't actually told you what the mock is in this episode of Viva La Mock. If you're listening to my regular Friday night show, today is the 149th anniversary of the birth of Pittsburgh's own Gertrude Stein. If you're listening to an encore show, well, that happened on February 3rd. So, yeah, Gertrude Stein going under the mock light. I've got, I think it's about up to 8 songs that name drop Gertrude Stein as part of the mock. That's coming up here, I don't know, maybe in about 10 minutes? Maybe? Let's get more music going until then. Let's just play more music. Let's get to that top of the hour and figure out what's going to happen. From their album, My Little Brother, it's the band Howl here on Viva La Mock.
Sometimes you got to sacrifice your mind, or you'll end up growing tired of all the thinking. Leave it behind. This is my fairly simple wish. Just for another night of sing-alongs and drinking, leave it behind. We'll stay awake to sunrise. Behind. Sometimes it goes a bit up fast and let everything change.
eyes are like telescopes. I see it all backwards. Who wants hope? If I ever catch that ventriloquist, I feel his head right into my. Out of the snake pit.
Echo and the Bunnymen wrapping up that set of music, doing Television's Friction in celebration of the life of Tom Verlaine, who we lost this week. Tom Verlaine, speaking of which, is my background music. Is my background music. Before the Television, the band Howl from the My Little Brother album with Play Hard started that entire set. It's a short set because it gets us here, right here at WRCT Pittsburgh to... do a thing called the mock. Before we get into the mock, I gotta take care of some business. One of those pieces of business is telling you about being a personal shopper, a financial manager, a nurse, a daughter, a driver. What I'm talking about is at AARP, they understand the many roles that caregivers play. That's why they created ARP.org/caregiving. It's an online resource center that connects you with experts and other caregivers. Because you know what? Together, we can better care ourselves for the ones we love. Again, ARP.org/caregiving to learn more. You know, we're at that point in this program that we need to get to the mock. Before I get to the mock, I want to remind you that Attic Records joined June supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Attic Records, they are located in Millvale. They're family-owned and operated, and they're open 7 days a week. They pay for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big and no collection too small. Again, Attic Records in Millvale, 412-821-8484. Now let's get into this mock. Gertrude Stein, born on this day... February 3rd. So again, if it's not February 3rd, you're listening to an encore presentation of Viva La Mock. Today would have been her 149th birthday. So it's 149 years. Born in Pittsburgh, Allegheny West neighborhood, gorgeous neighborhood over there. Western Avenue, North Side, kind of off that beaten trail. If you haven't walked the streets of Allegheny West, you should owe yourself just to stop out there, walk around sometime. But anyway, I've got, I think seven was the final number I came up with. Seven songs for the mock of Gertrude Stein. So let's get into the mock. Let's find our way into the mock from the Discosis album. It's Brand, it's a, I'm trying to say their name correctly, Brand Van 3000. Brand Van 3000. I can't even say it. I can't. Love cliche.
I'm Grandmaster conference said she had some time to kill. Been going to the beach for a beautiful freak, and I just want to fit the parents to kill. Underneath the Star Wars sign, drinking cases of each other, a guitar and every rhyme. And we lay down in the alley as the sunlight hit the pine and talked of all things great, like the rules of Gertrude Stein. And we fell in love that summer, but it's nice.